And the next question is from Assembly Member Duval on the Garden Bridge.
Thank you, Chairman. Can I thank the Assembly Member for that question? I've been clear that no more of Londoners' taxes for which I'm responsible will go into the Garden Bridge. The Garden Bridge Trust has had a funding commitment from TfL, and as far as I'm concerned, that's it, no more. Raising the rest of the money is the job for the Garden Bridge Trust as they work towards completing the bridge in 2019. I believe they can achieve their targets if they work hard at it. There are plenty of people who want to support projects like this, especially in a great city like London. What I can be really clear about, though, is that they won't get any sort of bailout from me, not now or in the future.
So can we be very clear, Mr. Mayor? So no bailout on, even if they run into difficulty on their running costs once it's built. No bailout on if they have to complete the bridge and it's standing halfway across the Thames, that we're not going to do a bailout for that. So those two issues, running costs and bailout, can we just be clear what you mean?
So there's two issues. One is maintenance, one is a pier.
Yep. Well, it could be a three quarters of a bridge, so the way it's going.
So he'll be aware the condition of Lambeth and Westminster allowing the Garden Bridge to be built was, if the trust falls into difficulty, TfL will take over the bridge, which includes maintenance costs. That's part of the agreement already reached by the previous mayor, and we're going to stick by that.
You're going to stick by that?
That is an eventuality that hopefully won't arise. The second issue, though, is one that the trustees of the Garden Bridge Trust need to recognise, because they're liable in relation to a project starting for which they've not got the monies to complete. That's an issue for the trustees to be fully aware of before any building work starts, which is obviously subject to the various agreements being reached that they're trying to reach.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, we got a position as of yesterday where I think we were told the Charity Commission is now investigating the Garden Bridge amid claims of financial mismanagement. We've got an issue, a background issue of donors falling out from the Garden Bridge. We've got some sources in TfL. It sounds like the previous item, Mr. Mayor. I don't want to go back there. But we've got a view at the top here in City Hall saying it's on the at-risk register and it won't ever be built. So I think you're at the top, but someone speaking in your name, whoever's speaking in name and briefing the media, is saying there are some question marks. And we've got TfL officials now distancing themselves from a project they once championed and quoting that the Garden Bridge is on life support. It's also emerged, and I wasn't very clear, and I don't think it was in the public domain, that a month before Boris Johnson left, he gave it a further £7 million on the basis that construction work was about to start. Mr. Mayor, I think you have given a commitment that there will be an inquiry into the Garden Bridge. Can you give us any more light about when that internal inquiry will take place and how will that be done? Who's doing it? What's the role of City Hall in relationship to TfL? Is it a TfL internal inquiry? Because I think we know where that one will go. So what are we talking about in terms of the inquiry about some of the issues around the Garden Bridge?
So we're working on what the terms of an inquiry would be. And so as soon as we're in a position to announce that, we'll announce that.
Soon. Okay. And would you agree that despite the spin from government, they're walking away from this project as well? Do you think that from your position as mayor, where'd you put their announcement recently?
I think to be fair to the government, which is unusual for me, they've agreed to underwrite a sum of money. I've not got the figures tied, I think it's £9 million in relation to the risk. So I think I'm not sure it's for the government to defend their position, not for me, but I think that may be a bit unfair on the government.
And I have seen papers from government that seem to think that TfL are managing this project. Would you like to describe what you think the relationship between TfL and the Garden Bridge Trust is?
The Garden Bridge Trusts are very definitely in the cockpit, not TfL.
Okay. And just for sake of clarity, Mr. Mayor, you are saying the only money we're in for is part of a legal agreement. Presumably, maybe the inquiry will look into it, whether we can get out of that legal agreement, or maybe you've asked that question, is just in case the trust fails in terms of the maintenance or day-to-day running cost of the bridge. That's the only thing that we are legally at this moment in for?
Yeah, they're all good questions. Just so we're clear, Selimba Duval, there is no new commitment from me post my election as mayor. The Garden Bridge Trust and the public were aware of this before my election because I was clear during the campaign. No new money should I be have the privilege of being elected mayor. So any commitment there is the agreements reached before I became the mayor, as you've set out in your question.
Mr. Mayor, TfL finances are quite, difficult and complex, and I think you're on top of it, and there's still work to do in terms of future budgets and future commitments. If it comes to making cuts in certain services, is the Garden Bridge going to be included as those that could be, in terms of the day-to-day maintenance in the future, one of those cuts that we could consider, or you could consider, because it's not us, it's your choice, you'll consider against other aspects of the transport, real, genuine, public transport provision. What is your thinking around that at this stage? Bearing in mind you said earlier on, we are in a time of difficulty and with public services cuts being made.
Well, listen, you're asking a hypothetical question, so let me tell you where we are. So the TfL spend is £23.88 million. That's already gone.
I'm not sharing your confidence, Mr. Mayor, that the Garden Trust will provide the maintenance. We'll end up picking up that bill. You're a bit more confident than me
about
at this stage that they'll pick up the cost of the maintenance. I'm not confident, and I'm asking you to think ahead. If we have to pick up that bill, is it going to be subject to TfL cuts process, or are they ring-fenced and protected?
I think you're asking whether I'm going to breach the legal agreement. Is that your question?
No, I'm saying, genuinely, if it becomes a TfL scheme, which I presume, in terms of part of that legal agreement, we take over the maintenance, it becomes a public transport project, when you come to make choices against public transport cuts, is this one that's going to be included in it?
I think that's a question you should ask once I publish my business plan later on this year.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Assembly Member Copley.
Thank you, Chair. I wondered if you'd had a chance to read or been informed about the assessment of the Garden Bridge Trust business plan that was drawn up by Dan Anderson of 4th Street.
No, I haven't.
Because the report that he's produced, which goes over the business plan with a fine-tooth comb, finds it to be very flimsy and based on quite a lot of optimistic, shall we say, financial projections. And what that leads me to worry is that the commitment, which I think was signed by the previous mayor to underwrite the running cost of the bridge, will come into force. So I wanted to appeal to you to look at this piece of work, because I think you may find that you seem quite confident when you're talking to Assembly Member Duval. I think you may find that actually a lot of what underpins what the Garden Bridge Trust are saying, there's actually not very much underpinning it. And I hope that you will consider that, because if you say no more public money other than what's been committed, of course, if we do take over the running costs, that is more public money.
I'm not sure if I can add more to what I've said, but I'll add to the homework I've already agreed to and read that as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.